Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You put it down now? You were just totally rocking out.
We're on.
Let's hear the new amp.
It's so good. You like it?
Yep. I'm sure they like it at KCBS, too.
You're welcome, KCBS.
Look for the call on the hotline.
No, thanks.
I think that they're going to be like, what are you guys doing?
We're a radio station.
If you don't know this, my colleague Stan, you know, over
Stan
at KCBS,
Bunger, of course,
right?
Yeah.
He is a musician as well, and they actually have a band over there.
Do you think he'll come running over and ask to sit in with whatever jam session we're having?
He might like to jam, and I bet he would meet Alan and be like, hey, my new best friend. Right?
That's what everyone says when they meet Alan.
What are they called? Like their little KCBS band, the Blues.
The News Blues?
News Blues. I think it's something like that.
It's for real.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
Guys, let's get to business here.
Right.
All right. It's the Christmas season.
It is.
And Drake High School has come back yet again. So we have six young ladies, but also the teachers from Drake High School. I've met you before, for sure. You must be Amanda Adelman. Can we make sure that we've got mics for everybody? Good morning, Amanda. I forget if you're the choral leader there or...
Yeah, I do both choirs at Drake.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And did you hand pick the best girls for the...
I picked the most dedicated and strong harmony singers.
All right, so we're going to hear
some... And
we
have Chip, too.
Oh, here. We do. Hi, Chip.
Hi.
So we've got Drake High School well represented today. So tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to do today.
We're going to do a couple carols for you. The first one is a Sarah Bareilles song, Love is Christmas.
Aw, yeah. Very nice.
I don't care if the house is packed or the strings of lights are broken. I don't care if the gifts are wrapped or there's nothing here to open. Love is not a toy and no paper will conceal it. Love is simply joy that I'm home. I don't care if the carpet's stained, we've got food up on the table. I don't care if it's gonna rain, our little room is warm and stable. Love is who we are, and no season can contain it. Love would never fall for that. We sing, ooh, 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 ooh. Love, love, lead us. Love is Christmas.
That was beautiful.
I got chills.
We have Eva, Daisy, Catherine, Julia, Maria, and Adelina. This is my favorite new pretty name. And so we're hearing one. That was gorgeous, you guys. How big is the chorus when the full school does the performance?
Our concert choir is 20 kids right now.
20 kids.
Yeah.
And we have these six young ladies here. That was gorgeous. What else you got?
We're going to do Donny Hathaway's This Christmas.
I love this song.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright, we're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, And as I look around, your eyes will shine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
All right.
That was great. You guys are so fun to watch, too, because you're actually doing your own conducting. I hope people are watching on the Looking Glass cameras. Do we have them? They must be focused right on you. RadioAlice.com/watch. Of course, I'm saying it too late now.
Whoops.
Merry Christmas. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. See you next year. Appreciate it. Is there a performance that you guys want to give a plug to, or is it, you know, kind of just the parents come, or?
We just wrapped our
concert.
Oh, yeah. Right. But we'll have more in May of next year.
All sure. right, perfect. Thank you guys
so
much. Drake High School, Amanda Adelman, Chip Boaz, and Eva, Daisy, Catherine, Julia, Mary, and Adelina. That was lovely. Thank you. Bananas at large. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
That was great. I feel super Christmassy
Me
right
too.
Now.
Me too.
Oh, man.
I actually feel like we've had them in a few times over the years, but I do feel like it does kind of start it for me.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Cute Christmas carols. I love that Donny Hathaway song.
Well, we're going to put up a little cool Instagram post.
Of course we are, Hooman.
With
you're here.
As soon as we get through the new music and
we have a lot
big contest
to do.
Right
Listen,
now.
We do have a big contest right mm-hmm. now. I see that people are already very, people want to, it's weird. People want to win a $500 shopping spree to Westfield San Francisco Center. This part of the show is brought to us by Volvo. 12 days of holiday. Caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You instantly win $500 to spend at Westfield San Francisco Center in the form of a gift card. Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 97, $500 to spend. That's got to be Pentatonix, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Sweden's greetings from Volvo this holiday season. Enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. All right. So, Hooman, I'm handing it over. You've been working so hard.
I have, yes.
All morning to get this music segment together.
Well, let's dive right in. All right, so Eminem's new album comes out today. It's called Revival.
You're so excited about this. Like, you've been frothing about Revival for weeks.
Yes. Our dear friend Vaughn listened to it last night at midnight when it came out. He said it's not his favorite, but the songs that I listen to, I give all of them an A.
Oh.
So the first one is...
it takes time to you know, be with a new record, too. Like, maybe he'll, you know, a few more
listens. He'll warm up.
And maybe. You never know.
This one's featuring Ed Sheeran.
All right. So Eminem.
Yes.
And Ed Sheeran on River.
Here we go.
I like it.
I like it, too.
It's quite a little change from the little intro as it
I don't want to like it, but I like it.
Yeah.
All right. This next one is called Like Home. It features Alicia Keys. Let me just preface this by saying, if you love Donald Trump, you're going to hate this song. If you don't like Donald Trump, you are going to love this song.
All right. Well, thanks for the warning.
Here we go. Alicia Keys, Eminem.
Boy, it's weird. I like this so much.
Alicia Keys? Yeah. This is...
doesn't even sound like her.
The second verse is better, if you want to hear it. If not, we can go to the next one.
All right. We only have so many minutes.
All right.
I mean, I'd love to listen to the whole song, but...
And this is, out of the songs I picked, this is my favorite one.
Okay.
It's called Nowhere Fast. I don't know how to pronounce that girl's name.
Kehlani, isn't she the chick from Oakland?
She's East Bay. All right, here it is.
Well, he's got a theme, huh?
He does. He's angry. All right, you got it?
Yeah.
So that was what I asked Hooman before we came on. I said, you know, he's funny. He could be pretty funny and obnoxious.
And
I was
super
all,
clever.
Are any of these songs funny? He goes, no, none of them are funny.
This is pretty serious
If that's what you
stuff.
Want, you're not going to like it.
Yeah. Eminem Revival, that's out today.
Dang it, I missed the whole thing.
Really, really good. You know what,
was
play it?
It
for during the break. Yeah,
I'll listen to it during the break.
I love the Ed Sheeran. It's great. I actually love the Alicia Keys one, too. Like, I love the words to it.
Ed Sheeran gave a whole interview about his song that he did with Eminem and how it changed his whole idea of music and expanded his mind, so...
doesn't he actually, going way back, credit rap for having stopped him stuttering?
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Ed Sheeran.
And he actually does do some minimal rapping. Right. Like some of his songs have that kind of quick fire.
I want to say, though, I read somewhere or heard an interview where Ed Sheeran says rap and maybe even Eminem.
His dad bought him the Eminem album, and that's what took him to stardom.
Funny. I wonder if that just, you know, as he memorized those raps and had to rapid fire spit them out, that he, you know, that it helped him overcome.
Yeah, he said it was on Facebook the other day, Vinny. Someone had shared it with me. It's a video of Ed talking and showing pictures from when he was a kid. He was tortured.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid.
Big.
Yeah. So Eminem was a big thing in his life.
It's on Usette's Facebook page, everyone.
Yeah. It's really touching.
All right. Let's move on.
But let me give you the winner. Sure. We have our Westwood $500 gift card winner. It's John from San Francisco.
Congratulations, John.
For Westfield Shopping Center.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, everyone. This is Pitch Perfect 3, the new film.
I think I'm the only one excited for this.
I'm excited, too.
I love number one. I love number two. And here comes number three.
This is Freedom.
This is the Bellas. The
Bellas.
The show choir. It's going to kick in pretty soon.
Oh.
Pop to the chorus.
All right.
The world did not need this cover.
Oh, you don't like this? All right.
I have to say, I love this. I love that movie. I love all those movies. I love the covers, but this is boring the crap out of me.
Yeah, it is boring.
Let's go to the next one.
All right. Well, let's jump to ripoffs. This is the battle between all the bands.
Oh, I love the battles that they do on this. They always have a big battle scene.
It is super fun.
It is. It's great.
There you go.
On a personal level, I would sit and listen to this.
I'm feeling
like it's a little much.
I like it.
And do you want to skip the last one?
Yeah, let's go to Charlie XCX.
Okay. We're moving on to Charlie XCX's new record called Pop 2, the number 2. And what did you grab off of this one?
This is called Out of My Head featuring Tove Lo.
Oh. I want to hear the chorus. You need to drop the needle further into these tracks, man. Okay. That's fine. I mean, that just, to me, that sounds like something I would hear at a dance club and not ever think about again.
I liked it.
Okay. And, well, I like Carly Rae Jepsen, and she's the guest on the next one that you picked.
And this is the
drop the needle verse in, like, at the very end of the first verse. I'm feeling like I've heard enough of Charlie XCX. Anybody want to fight me? Okay. We're moving on to, there's a couple things here. First of all, G-Eazy, The Beautiful and the Damned. G-Eazy, didn't he just play at the Band Together Bay Area thing with Metallica?
Yeah.
So he was at that one.
He's a local guy. Mm-hmm. The song he actually wrote on here, typed it out. So good. So this is Human's idea of So Good. It's called
Yeah, listen,
Sober.
If you like the lyrics, you'll love the lyrics of this one. If you listen to lyrics.
I'm going to listen to them.
We've all been at this place at one time in our lives. Oh, it's Charlie Puth.
She had an face and a tight ass.
That's right.
Funny. Yeah, that's pretty good. I like it better than the Charlie XCX. We got let's see. I don't know if I'm going to have time for all this. I'm going to skip down. So let's do the Richie Sambora and Orianthe. She's the guitar player who was with Michael Jackson for a long time.
Yeah.
And they are now a band called RSO.
They're a couple.
They are putting out music, and it's called Making History. That's the name of the record. So you grab one of the songs off of this. Let's hear what Richie Sambora and Orianthe sound like.
Here's We Are Magic.
So this is like a love song to each other?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I was reading an interview with him as he was promoting this new album, and they were talking to him nonstop about Bon Jovi getting into it. And he's, you know, I got this album with... Oh, yeah, well, I'm very excited. We're lucky. I'll probably go play with them. So I guess he's going to join them on stage when Bon Jovi is inducted.
Well, he is part of the lineup that's being inducted.
Absolutely.
So he will go play. Part of it.
He said he hadn't talked with them yet, but he expects to go play.
Right. Yeah, he's finding himself in the situation that Ben Affleck was in. Why does everyone want to ask me about Batman? No, you never hear anyone talking about Live by Night. Right.
Crunch.
No one cares about your duet with Orianthe, your girlfriend. And then Linkin Park today has a live album out. It's called One More Light. It's super heartbreaking. Here's one track from it.
Here's Crawling.
It's amazing hearing the crowd sing along. Rest in peace, Chester. Linkin Park, One More Light live. That is also out today. So that's going to do it for our new music today. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A guy starts a fire in a strip club. I've got some more Christmas related fun and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, you guys.
Woo. Hey, I thought Alan was going to play a song for us.
We were working on it, and he wouldn't do it.
He says he doesn't know any songs off the top of his head, which seems silly.
You suck.
He just ran out.
You suck. Thanks for all the stuff. So, yeah, bananas
at large. I was waiting for this song to end.
Ding, ding, shame. This part of the show is brought to you by HSBC Bank. Boy, we have a packed show today. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be hearing from the Bay Club's Queen Annie. She is matching a large part of the donation that our listeners made on 2 weeks ago today. Mm-hmm. We went out to do our normal fundraiser, and this time we did it for Tipping Point. So we actually have Daniel Lurie from Tipping Point Community. He's going to come in, and we're going to present him with a gigantic check. Thanks to everybody who listens and to the Bay Club. The Bay Club made a huge donation to this. So you can find out the amount and hear all about it coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Unless you were listening earlier when we revealed the amount.
The Radio Alice Report.
Premature. It's what we do here.
Whenever possible. Just get it over with.
Right. Let's see. Sorry. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Gumps. Oh. Celebrate the joyfulness of the holidays. If it's Gumps, they'll love it. Here's what's happening. I wanted to mention the NFL schedule this weekend. We have two home games on Sunday, so that's going to affect how you get around this weekend. Mm-hmm. As Tennessee is in town to take on the 49ers at 1:30, the night game is in Oakland. Dallas at Raiders, the Sunday night game. So, and Raiders need to win that to stay in the hunt for the postseason. Also, the big game, many are calling it, people were calling this out as a sort of a semi-Super Bowl before the season even started, but now both doing very well. Mm-hmm. New England at Pittsburgh. It's a 1:30 game. I don't know how anyone gets to see it. It doesn't show as it's going to be televised here in the Bay
Area.
That
seems strange.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, John has some NFL Sunday ticket
package
thing. I assume that he's getting it.
Man, lucky. Let me check real quick.
Ooman, you want to come over for the Steelers game on Sunday?
I don't want your husband to, like, be mad at me when the Steelers win.
Oh, okay. Maybe you shouldn't come then.
Yeah, it's not listed as being televised here in the Bay Area.
I'm going to the Raiders-Cowboys game on Sunday night.
You are?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, have fun.
My buddy's new girlfriend dances for the Raiders, or is a cheerleader. So,
support. Your buddy's new girlfriend.
Who's your buddy?
My buddy Ryan. Ryan Links.
Do we know him?
You might have met
him. Is he one of the trio of guys, like Ryan, Dominic, and Frank?
No.
Didn't he have like a group of three guys? I don't know. He was rolling with three guys.
Three Musketeers.
And, yeah.
No, it's just he's one of my pals. He's asked me to go to a few games, but I don't want to miss church, so there's a night game, so we're going. And our boy Doug, who represents Marshawn Lynch, we're going to hang out with him.
Oh,
I love
Doug.
That guy.
Doug Hendricks.
Oh, Doug represents Marshawn?
Yeah, he's been his agent forever.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, have fun, buddy.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
And go Raiders.
Go Raiders.
Yes, and Niners. Go all our teams.
Well, and I'm actually a Niners guy, but as far as anytime anyone plays Dallas, I'm like, go anyone.
Yeah, kill them.
Boo Dallas. Boo.
Boo.
SpaceX has racked up another first, launching a recycled rocket with recycled capsule on a NASA grocery run.
Oh, how fun.
The unmanned Falcon rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida with a just-in-time for Christmas delivery. For the International Space Station.
Oh, how nice. And they hooked up no problem?
Well, they're working on that now. Yeah, okay.
Just took off?
Looks like it just took off.
So, that is so exciting.
Fun.
I know, I love space stuff. Go Elon. Go Elon. Go Elon. Save us all.
This article says, rest in peace to your porn habit. Thursday's FCC vote to end net neutrality will kill many of the things you enjoy most about the internet in its current form, but chief among them is your ability to access large amounts of free adult entertainment. I don't know that that's true. I think we're all waiting
to see how this plays out.
And where competition is in place, it's likely that that will keep some of these mega corps in line as they want your business.
Right.
But we'll see.
Yes, we will.
One of the things I read is you need to be very aware of how to report if these companies are doing the things everyone fears. For example, Comcast owns NBC Universal. So if their content is streaming seamlessly, but other companies' content is not, you need to report that so that to the FCC. No, FTC. Sorry. Because that's a way of making sure these companies aren't offering crummier service for competing businesses.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they're not ABC, they're NBC.
Right.
You know? So we'll see.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess we'll just have to see how it affects us individually.
Again, like from what I read, the places that will be most hurt are the places where there's not a lot of competition. Small towns do sometimes have only one provider, and you use who you've got. And they could get away with that because you can't say, well, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. Okay. Well, enjoy no internet.
21-year-old in Huntington, West Virginia named Creo Bishop tried to burn down a strip club around 3:30 in the morning on Wednesday because he wanted to keep his girlfriend Michaela off the pole. She's been a stripper there for about 6 months. Apparently he wanted her to quit, but she wouldn't.
She's making good money. He's just her boyfriend.
But I love you.
Yeah, but I'm a stripper.
But I love you, please.
Yeah, but I gotta go to work. I got bills to pay. Creo.
He showed up. Creo.
Yeah, I'm going Eio.
Creo.
Yeah, I'm going Creo too. Yeah, yeah, sounds right.
So he showed up in the middle of the night after they closed and started a fire near the front door.
Oh, God.
Then he stood across the street and watched it burn. According to the police report, someone who happened to be passing by called 911, and he yelled at them to mind their own business.
I'm busy over here.
But there's a fire, sir. Isn't this all our business?
Cops ended up arresting him in a Walmart parking lot down the street. No one was hurt, and the fire only caused minimal damage to the outside of the building. He's facing charges for second-degree arson.
She needs to break up with him. The guy's trying to control her. Burn down her place of business so she can't go to work there anymore?
Psycho.
Well, here's the thing.
Come on, Creo.
Unfortunately for her, his plan worked because she's got a crazy boyfriend, so she's fired.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
the owner of the strip club said, no, you won't. We're not. You're fired. We can't have people with crazy working
crazy
here.
Crazy Creo.
Right. I mean,
that sucks.
What are you
going
to do, right?
Fair. I mean, he's going to go away for a while, isn't he? He's gone, though, sir. She must not be that good a stripper.
Well, I see a picture of her. She's beautiful.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, and he is not. I can't.
What is she doing with him?
Take my computer down.
Yeah, don't worry.
I can't.
It's okay.
He looks like a big doofus, and she looks like a pretty young thing.
Oh.
Pee-wee-pee.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. Fact.
NBC created its peacock logo in 1956 because peacocks are multicolored. RCA owned NBC at the time and thought a multicolored logo might inspire people to buy color TVs.
Funny.
So it's just that.
I've always loved their logo.
The peacock.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're old enough to remember it when it was an actual, like now it's just the little rounded pointy feather things, I guess. They don't even really look like feathers, but it was a full-on thing with the circles at the top. And it was a neat logo. Still is, I guess.
The biggest delivery day in Domino's Pizza history that wasn't a Super Bowl is?
The biggest delivery day. What was everyone staying home for? Oh, is it every year? This is the second biggest?
No.
This is just
one
day.
Time?
the day of the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase in June of 1994.
That's so funny. Of course it was.
I remember that. It was a. Does it say it was on a Friday?
Was it?
I remember it was on a Friday.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not cooking dinner. I'm watching this.
I was watching it. I was working for Channel 7 at the time, and I was in the whatever director's room.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just watching all the TVs and all OJ all over the place. It's fascinating. Unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately, it was fascinating. Yeah. That was what a piece of history.
Mm-hmm. One more for you. Right. You can't touch this. Is only. You can't touch this is only MC Hammer's fifth highest charting song on the Billboard Hot 100.
Too legit to quit.
It peaked at number 8.
Oh, is that it? I'm surprised.
I know.
I feel like that's the song.
Yeah.
Did they say what the other songs are?
Four of his other songs did better. Pray.
I don't even know that one.
I know that one. Have you seen her?
Have you seen her? I don't know. I know the old version.
Too Legit to Quit and Adam's Groove. Those four songs did better than You Can't Touch This.
That's crazy.
I don't know how that's possible.
I feel like I only know one of those. Is that Baby Have You Seen Her?
That's an old song.
So he did like a cover of it?
Maybe. I don't know any of these ones that Vinny said either.
I know all of them.
You do?
Of course you do. Yeah,
do
good.
You?
They're good, yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm sure they are.
Okay, can you sing Have You Seen Her to us?
Baby, have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
But does it go exactly? Because that's the old
one. But then he raps. The chorus is the same.
So he just uses the chorus as a hook.
For that one.
All right.
And then pray is, we got to pray just to make it today.
I remember pray, but I don't know about this other one.
And then you know Too Legit? Too Legit.
Yeah, we know Too Legit.
Too Legit.
Great job, buddy.
You're so good. That's great.
I don't know if I've done this Bitcoin story. I've been meaning to.
Do it anyway. Let's do it.
Stop me if you've heard this.
All right.
A couple named Hallie Techo and Jeff Hammerbacher run an angel investment fund called Tech Hammer.
Okay.
Have I told you this?
No, I don't believe you have. Angel investors are like they find rich people to help out small ideas, small businesses. All right.
They both went to Harvard. Hallie used to work for Apple and Intel. Jeff used to work for Facebook. They're all about investing in new technology. Back in 2013, they got interested in Bitcoin and decided to invest.
How much?
It looks like they put hundreds of thousands of dollars into Bitcoin. And they just donated all of the proceeds from their initial investment to a cancer center at the University of South Carolina.
And it's millions and millions of dollars.
Looks like it.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's not clear what the hospital plans to do with it, but they could cash it in now or sit on it for a little while and see what it does.
I mean, Bitcoin's just through the roof. It's doubled like in the last couple of weeks, it feels like. Those freaking Winklevoss twins.
Hallie says that they told CNBC that they decided to go public with their donation because they wanted to inspire other people who got lucky with Bitcoin to do the same thing.
You hear that, Winklevoss twins? They invested, did you say $11 million bucks around the same time, around 2013?
Uh-huh.
And that $11 million is now worth $1 billion.
Well, and that was
2 weeks ago.
Right.
Before it shot up another few thousand.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Well, who's got that kind of... $11 million they put into that.
$11 would be worth some serious cash right now. One Bitcoin.
Listening to yesterday's movie review, says 708, Hooman criticizing Sarah for nitpicking a movie. Shut up, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman, shut up.
You do that all the time, you hypocrite.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, great. Eminem. 925. Yeah, great. Eminem raps about how bad Trump is while he also raps about murdering women and raping his mother. His political rants are worthless, and I guess I've purchased my last album from him.
Hotlines for him.
Love dropped the needle a little further. The kids have no idea what...
Yeah, they don't know what I was talking about.
Right.
I mean, people my age.
LOL.
But I did want. I was like, you know, end of the verse, into the chorus. Let's hear the hook, man.
Yuzette's Facebook page still says she works for CBS. Well, I mean, these things take time.
I think
time.
Mine probably does, too. I don't believe I've changed that. Thanks for the heads up.
Lots of reviews of Eminem's music. Oh, I guess I'll...
That was the big one, huh?
Yeah, it was
one,
a biggie. Yeah. So we've got a big announcement, and then I'll do... Will we have time for
a few
texts after?
Oh, yeah, we'll absolutely have time for texts.
All right, after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.